coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, in this segment here, we're going to take a look at safeties. And is it all about box players and deep safeties? What is it right now in the National Football League with these positions?
Well, I think more importantly, you must defend the pass. But there are look at Bernard Pollard, not a free agent, obviously, but Bernard Pollard is essentially a box safety. He's on a Super Bowl winning team, the Ravens. So I think it's very easy to sort of box players in and speak in sort of cliches. I think you're looking for good players with multiple skill sets. Uh-huh. And I think our first guy fits that. He's one of my favorite safeties in the league, and it's interesting to me that he's a free agent. And I still think that's a remnant, Adam, of the fact that safeties are not quite valued as much as perhaps I think they should
be. Or cornerbacks are,
obviously. Right. Certainly corners are valued more. And we're talking about Deshaun Golston.
Of course, of the 49ers. And he's a guy that, Greg, they don't really have anyone who's in back and is probably ready to step up.
No,
so they
don't.
Let him walk. That could be a big
boy. That's an issue,
boy.
And you're going to see him right here. This is a running play. And even though he's not a big guy, you know, he's not built like a linebacker, he's not a glorified linebacker, he has been very, very good in his career, the last couple of years in particular, coming up like that and playing the alley, as they say, the alley support player in the run game. Now, he's also got good movement in the pass game. You're going to see him right here, okay? Here, he's going to play deep safety, and he can do both. I think he's very, very effective, and I really like this kid as a safety. And I think someone, and I could be wrong, I think someone is going to pay this kid big money, and I think he's going to be in high demand.
And Greg, our next guy is William Moore, and I remember him. He's with the Falcons. He's a second-round pick. He was a Senior Bowl guy.
From Mizzou.
I thought he'd be a tremendous player. Now, until Mike Nolan got there, I thought their secondary was average. But it isn't amazing, with good coaching, how good of a player he's become.
Yeah, and Adam, you see William Moore right here. And when he came out of Missouri, he's a size-speed guy because he almost looks like a linebacker, but he can run very fast in a straight line.
Well, does that mean he's a downhill guy?
Well, he's better downhill. Oh, this is actually a very good play, dropping back. But you can just tell by his movement, he's not really a deep safety. He doesn't quite have that fluidity. Even though he can run fast in a straight line, he's not a great change of direction guy. I think he's better closer to the line of scrimmage. He's a run and hit guy, which is what you normally say about linebackers. I think that's really what he is a safety.
All right, our next guy's interesting. Glover Quinn of the Texans was drafted as a corner.
Yeah.
Got moved to free safety, Greg. How's the transition been for him?
You know, he's a really interesting player, and I'll tell you why. Before we take a look at him on film, he's a guy, like you said, corner, starting safety now. In their dime package, because that's what the Texans play, dime, never nickel, he's basically a linebacker. So you see him right here, and he's going to play downhill with a little tenacity here. I think he's an incredibly versatile player, and I think he's probably a starting safety. That's what he is. But I think in your sub-packages, he can line up almost anywhere in your secondary, and he's a very good blitzer. So I think he has a lot of value in free agency.
Well, speaking of blitzers, Luis Delmas, this guy is like a guided missile. He's had some injury history, Greg. I think he reminds me of Bob Sanders.
Because he's not that big.
Yeah. He reminds you of Bob Sanders. Yeah. Guy's like a flying missile, but he's hurt a lot.
Well, unfortunately, he reminds you of Bob Sanders because he misses a lot of games,
too.
Exactly. And that's a problem as you take a look at Delmas right here. And this is what he is. You're going to see him playing downhill with aggression here. This is what he does extremely well.
Is he a tone changer? I mean, could he really
I think he can be. I think he can be. But the problem is it's availability. And at the end of the day, you can't have a tempo setter on your defense who's missing a lot of games. So I think he's a bit of a cautionary tale for teams because I think he's got very good all-around ability, probably better playing downhill than he is playing deep, but he's still a cautionary tale because how many games will he play for you? The track record, unfortunately, is not strong in that area.
You know, it's interesting. I remember you telling me about LaRon Landry coming out for the 2007 NFL draft out of LSU, got drafted by the Redskins in the first round. And you said you weren't really sure about him. You saw a guy had incredible height, weight, and speed.
Unbelievable athlete.
But a very inconsistent player, Greg. Since he was drafted, how's he been?
You know, I think he's had his moments. And I think, look, the fact that he left the Redskins, went to the Jets, is now a free agent, that tells you that the league the executives, the personnel people in the league feel there's something missing from his game. And you're going to see him right here. And this is actually a terrific play by Landry. And by the way, he's capable of terrific plays. He's got great straight line speed. I think he might be a little stiff. I think at times that causes him some problems. But he's capable of making plays. He's an aggressive player. Here he makes a terrific interception. Look, you know, he attacks downhill. Mm-hmm. In the run game, he can be very good. But he's just not consistent enough. You know what he is, Adam? He's a splash player. And you're going to see that right here. There he is. This is the kind of play, just what we're talking about. He can make these kinds of plays and look outstanding. And then what people say is, wow. He makes those kinds of wow plays because he's big, he can run,
he can cover,
and he can hit.
Can he cover?
And at times he can cover. Yeah. But when you get right down to it, there's been a lack of consistent execution in his game. And as I said, he wouldn't be on the market twice, theoretically.
It's true.
Twice if he was a really good player.
Now, our next guy is Ed Reed. And this guy obviously is going to be Hall of Famer, Greg.
Yeah.
Let's just look at where he is now and where he used to be, Greg. Is he a guy could still really cover really well because he's always been a big play guy?
Yeah, and I think that if you look at the film objectively, he's a good player. He's not the impact game-changing player that he has been. But that's to be expected. What has he played, 13, 14 years? Something like, I don't know the exact
33,
number.
33, 34 years.
Yeah, he's getting older. Yeah. And here he makes your typical Ed Reed play. There he is. This is what he does extremely well. But I think when you look at the film and you really study it carefully, he's not exactly the same player. I'm going to be fascinated to see who signs him and how much he signs for. Because I don't know if anybody's going to give him a 3-4 year deal.
No, I agree with you. But the thing is, tremendous leadership.
Tremendous.
Unbelievable productivity.
Yeah, and that's a big question for Baltimore. With Ray Lewis leaving, do they view Ed Reed as the guy that needs to be the leader now because they don't have Ray Lewis?
Good job out of you, Greg. And keep watching us inside the film room.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.